I'm Zach Snow, and you are listening to the Musical Connections Podcast. This is the program where we connect the music of Newfoundland and Labrador with the entire world. Every week, I take you on a musical journey through the Newfoundland and Labrador music sector and connect you with the best and brightest musicians, along with the players in the industry that keep that engine going. Join me now as we discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Let's get connecting. Greetings, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful week. Welcome to another episode of Musical Connections, and I'm your host, Zach Snow. I got another great episode lined up for you, and this week we're heading out to Corner Brook to connect with two of the members of White Rhino, and they spell their name W-I-T-E-R-I-N-O. We talk with Aaron Rex and Joe Fowler, the founders of said group. They put out their fifth studio album back on May the 2nd called Dream Tower on the Milltown Records label. We talk about the record, plus how they got their signing opportunity with Milltown Records, and their overall thoughts on the west coast of Newfoundland and Labrador's music scene. We cover all that and more in my conversation this week here on the Musical Connections podcast. And now it is time for our newfound releases of the week. These songs came out between May the 18th to the 23rd. And we have a brand new song from Andrew Smith. Now, when I made a post around New Year's last year, asking people what new albums are coming out, what new songs are coming out, Andrew Smith was one of the first respondents to that Facebook post, and it said it was going to be coming out in February, but of course, life happens, stuff happens, and now he is set to release his album, Spent, coming out June the 20th. We'll try to get him on for an interview as well, but right now, from his brand new album, Spent, here's Andrew Smith with Keen to Change on Musical Connections.
You must be great, I think I like it okay.
From his upcoming album, Spent, set to drop on June 20th, that is Andrew Smith and Keen to Change. We go now to another new song from Bill Drake. Here is Battle Scars on the Musical Connections podcast.
Thank you. I'm still all alone. The only way to survive is to battle alone. My tattoos are memories, what I've endured. Please don't judge me, they're my battle scars. My battle scars. My kids are all grown as I sit alone. Think of those memories when you were so small. Our time is our time, precious as gold. The clocks don't stop, it's inevitable. Find some good people who can beat your heart. All that you need, fight those battle scars. My battle scars. Without music, I'd be in jail. Please take your life, then make it your own. At the end of the day, I battle
That was Bill Drake for you on Musical Connections with Battle Scars. And this song cannot be put into words, so we might as well let Deuce put it into words for us. Right now with words, here are Deuce on the Musical Connections podcast.
Bye.
for you on musical connections with words. And words cannot describe how amazing this performer is. We go now to Mackenzie Critch. She released her debut solo album, Just Having Fun, on Wednesday. And she had an album release show, The Old Mill. And this is such a fantastic album. She worked on this with Stephen Green, Daniel Adams, and Matt Dines. And she has a very bright future if this is what is coming out. Absolutely fantastic music from the former 2022 Newfound Talent Contest winner. To see how far she's come since then, amazing to see. Right now, with Cheap Date, here's Mackenzie Critch on the Musical Connections Podcast.
You pick me up at 8.
That was Mackenzie Critch with Cheap Date here on Musical Connections. We're going to try to get Mackenzie on the podcast as well to talk all about that. My last conversation with her was when she won the Newfound Talent Contest. It's been a long time, Mackenzie. We got to get another one set up. Right now, we're going to be connecting with Mac 11. He dropped his brand new album, Apollo 11, last Friday. Here's Ain't Convinced from Mac 11 on the Musical Connections podcast.
Yeah. Convinced, yeah. Mac 11, what up, T-Dub? Let's go. For some reason, I ain't convinced. Think some people be taking the piss. Can't believe they whole gang be rich. What you mean, man? You breaking your wrist. Say he a demon, they made a difference. I can see they ain't making the list. Bag your cheese up and bank your chips. If it was up to me, I'd be changing up shit. For some reason, I ain't convinced. Some people be taking the piss. Can't believe they whole gang be rich. What you mean, man? You breaking your wrist. Say he a demon, they made a difference. I can see they ain't making the list. Bag your cheese up and bank your chips. If it was up to me, I'd be changing up shit. And that's on my Atlanta shit. I clean up the scene like a handkerchief.
handkerchief. Then heat up the green like a candlestick. They deep in the dream and can't handle shit. Don't be sleeping on the kid, put down the cannabis. Got you reaching for the liquor in the cabinet. Even preachers falling victim to the savages. I can beat around with business cause it's bad for it. Yeah, yeah. Feel like on a road running to a space cadet. On my own plunder, cold tundra on my face tonight. Unlike no other, I'm my mother, gotta chase a check. Try your luck to fuck the young and under, that's a waste of breath. Finding it, no wonder that the money full of spending. Trying to double it enough and that's 200%. I was running into trouble like the struggle never ended. Now I'm coming with some muscle and the hustle for some reason I ain't convinced. Think some people be taking their piss. Can't believe they whole gang be rich. What you mean, man, you breaking your wrist? Say he a demon, they made a difference. I can see they ain't making the list. Like your cheese up and bank your chips. If it was up to me, I'd be changing up shit. And that's it. I ain't about to play no game. Say they causing drama, but it ain't no thing. I ain't trying to slang no cat, but I got marijuana by the bag, okay. I ain't never paid for a play, but still I got a mile up on the way, no way. I ain't really chasing fame, but I want all the commas, make the gang get paid. I'm putting on a show for my chick like it's Netflix. Get drunk, kick the drawer, I got zips of the best shit. Can dress, I know the code, I ain't tripping, I ain't stressing. Put a 100 in the phone, teach this bitch ass a lesson. Oh God, no cap, no front, no faking, that's that. Was what, run it up and get the paper out. Now they mad, I'm getting money, why you hating? It ain't nothing to a play, it's just what a young man. The reason I ain't convinced, think some people be taking their piss. Can't believe they whole gang be rich. What you mean, man, you breaking your wrist? Say he a demon, they made a difference. I can see they ain't making the list. Bag your cheese up and bank your chips. If it was up to me, I'd be changing up shit. And that's it.
And that was Mac 11 on Musical Connections with Ain't Convinced. And now we go to a brand new release from Montreal-based but St. John's-born artist Nick Benzda. Now, Nick, you may be familiar from his project Hello, and you may also be familiar with him as himself. Nick Earl, Joe Coffin, and Jake Cherwick made up Stompbox. Now, they put out an album last year, and it was up for an East Coast Music Award. Should have won if he asked me. But anyways, I digress. Nick Benzda and the rest of the members of Stompbox have gone on to great, successful solo careers or have made impacts in the music industry one way or the other. This is his first album as a solo artist. It is called Fairy Soft Glow. And from that brand new album, here is Emotional Cream Pie from Nick Benzda on Musical Connections.
Weight of the world in the hand on my back. Sack on my shoulder, got a hole in the sack. Sitting on the bed at the edge of your room. No, I gotta leave, it's gotta be soon. Emotional cream pie, we cry. I fill you with my love, you keep it inside. Inside.
Nick Benzda on Musical Connections with Emotional Cream Pie. We go now to his fellow Stompbox brethren and one of the most anticipated album releases of the week from Nick Earl and his Reckless Hearts. They put out Under the Influence on Saturday. I was at the Mojo Lounge at the Jag Hotel in St. John's for their listening party, and what a great time that was, getting to be amongst some of the players in the music industry and some fans of Nick Earl. And congratulations to Nick and the rest of the gang, Claire, Dan, and Andrew, on a great record, and we'll do our best to get Nick on the podcast, knowing how busy his schedule is. Right now, we're suffering a nostalgia attack. From Under the Influence, here are Nick Earl and the Reckless Hearts on the Musical Connections podcast. Were our newfound releases of the week. Big thank you to everyone who contributed their songs for this week's newfound releases. For any musician from or living in Newfoundland and Labrador right now that wants to be a part of this segment, feel free to shoot off an email to musicalconnectionsnl@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to feature your song on this podcast, and I'll even send you off the newfound releases guide, which is your guide to how and who qualifies for this segment. It is now time to get connecting with our guest this week on the show, and we welcome two of the members of White Rhino, an electronic and ambient duo from Cornerbrook. I talked to Aaron Rex and Joe Fowler on the show this week, and we talk about the brand new album from White Rhino called Dream Tower, which came out on May 2nd under Milltown Records. We talk all about the album and how they started as a group, and in the video version, which you'll see on the YouTube channel, they still have that launch pad when they first launched this group 10 or 11 years ago. All that and so much more this week on the Musical Connections podcast. So let's get connecting with Joe Fowler and Aaron Rex of White Rhino. It's off to Cornerbrook we go. Welcome back to the Musical Connections podcast. This is the show where we connect the music of Newfoundland and Labrador with the rest of the world. Well, we are going to connect you now with two gentlemen who make up the duo White Rhino. They call themselves the Spooky Party Jam Band, and they have just released their most recent album, Dream Tower, back on May the 2nd on the Milltown Records label. And joining me right now from Cornerbrook are the guys that make up White Rhino, Joe Fowler and Aaron Rex. Guys, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Zach? Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Good.
And I'm glad we were able to finally get this sorted out. I mean, funnily enough, I had an interview, I don't know what it was for, but we were supposed to do this interview last month, but time and just the ECMA prep just got in the way, so that never happened, but I'm glad we're finally getting to do this right now, post-ECMA. So guys, thanks for your patience.
No worries. Yeah, it was a busy time for us. We did our album release party like last week or the week before, was it?
Yeah, probably like 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago now. So we were crazy busy. You were crazy busy, but we're finally here together, Zach, to do this wonderful interview. So thanks for having us.
And thanks so much again for coming on. I believe this is episode 125 of Musical Connections that we're doing, of the main episodes. And we're giving the West Coast some love. And you guys are considered by many, or at least by yourselves, to be electronic music duo pioneers. But for West Coast duos, you're leading the pack here. So I know who you are. And believe it or not, one of your songs is actually the intro song to my new this very podcast. So got to thank you guys for that as well. How did this, who are White Rhino? Just tell me a little bit about yourselves.
Do you want to handle that one?
Yeah. Well, you have myself, Aaron Rex, and Joe Fowler here. And we've been playing music together for, I don't know, probably 20 years or so now, I guess.
It feels like.
Yeah, started off in just, you know, like your sort of high school rock bands, you know. Fun fact for everyone, we used to be in a band called the Flash Cats.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Yeah. So but yeah, then with this stuff we got, I actually went over to Joe's house one time just to hang out, and he showed me this Novation launch pad and this program Ableton. And I had no idea about any of it. I was just getting into like electronic music myself. And
we have it right here.
Yeah, this is kind of, that's the one. That's what started it.
We picked this up when we were, I don't know, maybe in high school or shortly after.
That's awesome.
Just like very rudimentary, press button, make noise kind of electronic music. And this is kind of where I guess most of it started.
Yeah, like Joe was, Joe got into it before me. Like I said, like he was the one who showed me. So it was very exciting. I think as soon as he showed me, it was just like, let's start like a band and start making like electronica now, you know, instead of we've done the rock thing before, sort of veered off into this side of things.
That's awesome. I Did not know you guys still had that, like, you know, launch pad for when you guys first started this, like 10 or 11 years ago.
It's so dusty. I haven't even thought about it. And then I just looked, I saw a glimpse of it in the reflection there. And I was like, wow, look at this old relic of the past. So
yeah. They weigh nothing. They're so easy to carry around. I'll still bring it along. Like if I'm like, going out to like a cabin or something and I want to just like work on something, that'll be like the only thing I take, you know, just for getting ideas out and stuff.
That's awesome. Now, the name of this group, White Rhino, is spelled WITERINO. I guess the White Rhino, the way it's normally spelled, was taken.
Yeah, that's more or less that. I wish there was a more interesting story, but there's a pretty prolific heavy metal band, I think, with that name. I think we named our band probably before them for legal reasons. That's what I'll stand by anyways. But because they play fairly large shows and are very Googleable, we did our thing. And we also kind of came about making this band during the time when, like, it was like Mastercraft spelt with no vowels. And, you know, spelling, changing spelling was a pretty cool thing to do. And I think still is. So.
I agree.
We for a while we took one of the H's out and then we just said no H's.
Yeah.
And it's a bit horribly confusing. It makes us a very difficult band to Google at times or to talk to Siri about. I think it's worth it because it looks fun and it looks good and I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really makes you guys stand out here. Of course you're taking on electronica, ambient sounding, very cool, and I definitely see these in, like, you know, video games, like probably like action video games or maybe like is it too much to say it's very reminiscent of, like, you know, the Tron kind of sounding games or movies?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, like it was cool. Like, did you hear that like Daft Punk soundtrack that they did for Tron probably like 10 years ago, I guess, maybe?
Heard of it.
Yeah, it has some great stuff on it. You should really check it out.
It's pretty spectacular. Yeah. Daft Punk's a huge influence for us. Like, when I started electronic music, I think it was like after the 2007 Alive tour, I went and saw them live in Toronto, and then that kind of was like, wow, this is exactly what I want to do.
Wow.
To be. So that was like huge and very influential for both of us was that Alive album. And it was great. Still listen to it.
So are you going to be guys, putting on those robot masks and, you know, singing through vocoders next?
You know, if it was up to me, we probably would have masks on and do something weird like that. But I don't know. I think that it would come across a bit insincere as a reference, I think.
In the past, actually, probably like 2013, 2014 era of White Rhino, we used to actually have a few songs that never made it to any albums, but we'd have like the vocoder going with these like silly lyrics that made no sense.
We're not afraid of the vocoder, but it's not something we use very much on the live show. It's more of a let's make each other laugh kind of thing.
But I mean, like if you did go for it, you'd be a good Daft Punk tribute act.
I mean, that would be a lot of fun sometime. Maybe that would be our next project. Maybe.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Now, Joe, I'm going to go to you for this next one because, as Aaron said, you were really one of the first ones to take on, you know, the electronic music side of things when it came to this duo. How did this all start, this whole White Rhino stuff for you?
Yeah, I think it was, like, just listening to a lot of different music and, like, we were kind of inspired by shows we were seeing and it's tough to answer because it's like so many things happening, but I think
bunch of factors.
We were doing a lot of things. Like I was doing stuff with like microcontrollers at the time too. Like I was interested in Arduinos and Raspberry Pis, and I was just like very interested in digital things and synthesizers and stuff. So maybe it was kind of instrument led, like in a lot of ways. It was like let's find some new instruments and wow, this is what these instruments do. And then that kind of curiosity kind of just ended up where it ended up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. How about yourself, Aaron? How did you get pulled into this?
Pretty much for me, like I said, like me and Joe always had you know, we played music together for a long time, but it wasn't until I remember I just went over to his apartment one time, and like I said, like, he had this launch pad and this program Ableton, and like, as soon as I saw it, it was like a game changer for music for me, like the way I hear music and the way I was playing it. And I remember it was only a couple days after where I just brought over this like Yamaha keyboard that I had at the time. I think it's like right behind me up there actually. And we really didn't know what was actually going to come out. It was just sort of like there wasn't a specific plan to sort of, this is what we're going to make, you know, this, whatever it is that we make, but it ended up coming out like immediately, like in the first jam. Like, I think we had like our first song done, you know, like, and it was just really cool. And we kept going with that and just trying to always do something a little different with it.
That's wonderful. Now, of course, you mentioned earlier is Daft Punk was one of your influences from, you know, crafting the sound of what do you make of this current sound of White Rhino. Any other musicians or influences that come to mind that help you craft the sound that you guys have put together?
Yeah, I'd say we have different like individual tastes in music, but we have a lot of crossover too. I'd say you could add like Justice to that. They were on that big wave of like Ed Banger Records, big French music, electronica that was kind of taking over the world at the time. I like a lot of like Detroit house music and like a lot of like real oomph kind of stuff. And I won't speak for Aaron. Aaron, what's more kind of your style or your kind of main focus for music?
For me, it wasn't until a bit later, like a few years after really diving into writing this music, that I got into the house stuff. But like at the time, like I always liked this band, Holy Death. Can I say that? Like, yeah. On the path, like Holy Fuck. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that on this podcast or not.
It's okay. I'll put an explicit tag.
I can't wait to see it. Cover his mouth too.
Well, anyways, if you haven't heard of them, they're like this this great band, and like they sort of had ties with like Winter Sleep and those bands from like Nova Scotia and stuff.
Okay.
At the time. But it was all like instrumental electronica, and they're still putting out albums today, and really, really cool group. Should check them out.
And
that was fine.
Listener discretion is advised.
Oh dear.
But
it's true. And they really like bands like that, like really bridge a lot of the things that we try and do. Like, okay, so now we have electronic music, let's bring guitars back in, let's do other things. So like bands like that are so exciting because they just like bring all those things you love about music together, all those instruments, all those ideas, and they kind of define labels in a weird way. So it's I agree. It's a great influence for music.
Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely. So you call yourselves, when you put out your very first album in 2014, I think it was, you call yourselves a spooky party jam band. When it comes to, you know, crafting this, do you go from really, you know, the haunting kind of sounds of electronic dance music to, you know, help craft this persona, I would say, you guys are going to put on here?
Yeah, I think Aaron's kind of like the minor key guy. Like, I think when we're writing, like, Aaron loves the kind of sadder, more intricate and thoughtful stuff. And I tend to write in more major keys and stuff. But I think, the word spooky... I think pretty accurately describes some of it. But especially those first few albums, they're like pretty aggressive and pretty like pretty on the go.
Yeah, the first album especially was very like unhinged. It's just like I wasn't really ever going in any specific direction, which I really like now, looking back on it, you know. But yeah, the spooky part, like just these, like, I love, like, one of my favorite things to do is, like, Joe is great at these, like, catchy hooks and these, like, sort of choruses. And I love putting this, like, sort of dissonance behind it. And the way it contradicts each other always really makes for very pleasant sounds to me. But yeah, I you could describe it as spooky.
Yeah, you know what they say, opposites attract.
and I think our music's like really like pretty evenly shared with the writing. So I think when you listen, you can really hear where Aaron is and where I am a lot of the time. Anytime you hear that dissonance, like between, oh, what's this? Like two very conflicting ideas. Yeah, it's like it's all there in our music. So
now you just recently put out your most recent one called Dream Tower back on May 2nd. Of course, it's with Milltown Records, a subsidiary of Laughing Heart Music, ran by Nigel Jenkins, Jeff Shepard, and Debbie Brown and Company over on the West Coast in Corner Brook. I want to talk about how you guys got signed by Milltown Records. How did that all come together?
Scott Shepard was organizing these Washbrain experimental music festivals, like especially the first one. And he's seen us play around Corner Brook a couple times before. And we ended up playing some of these. And him just after seeing us, I believe, just wanted us to be on the label when they started. Like, Joe just called me at work one day. He was like, hey, you want to be on a record label? And I was like, yeah, absolutely I do. Scott originally approached us on it when it was starting up. And I believe, little brag here, but I think we were the first band to actually sign onto that label.
pretty big deal.
Take that, bus people. Take that, R Sheets.
I wasn't going to call him in directly, but yeah.
But there's a great roster over on the Milltown Records label. Yourselves, R Sheets, great folk rock sound, electronic dance sound of Bus People, and then the country sound of Mutter Country. You guys got a great thing going on the West Coast there, too. And Aaron, you said it before, when it came to the very first album you put out in 2014 versus the one you put out just about a couple of weeks ago, the first couple of albums you put out as White Rhino were more aggressive. How would you describe this record, Dream Tower?
I would say it definitely has more direction. It certainly gets aggressive at points. And it has its softer sides too, but like we still do love getting that like heavy distorted bass in there. Like most people hearing it would still definitely describe it as a bit aggressive, but yeah, like the first album was like that was just like me and Joe vomiting ideas, pretty much. That's a good way to describe it. Definitely. Like it was like, let's just take all these ideas and we're going to put them together. Cause we originally, I think, planned on writing sort of more of like a DJ style set, where we never planned any endings or beginnings between songs, and it sort of created like neat sounding tracks. But yeah, there's definitely a lot more, direction and intention, behind what we write now.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure. Now, of course, you guys, along with the people I've mentioned, Bus People and R Sheaves, and there's a couple of other acts out there. Like, I just had a train of thought and it's gone. But of course, just mentioning those acts before, the West Coast is really heating up right now, especially with the work that Nigel Jenkins and the rest of the Laughing Heart Music team are doing over there. How would you describe the West Coast scene of Newfoundland and Labrador when it comes to the music? And what are people, say, not seeing from what you guys are seeing? So say, for example, like I'm from St. John's, and I'm not really on the West Coast much. So for someone like myself, that's a St. John's-based podcaster or media personality, like what can I take away from the West Coast music scene that I wouldn't? Anyways, I'm rambling here. How would you describe our scene in the West Coast?
Yeah, it's incredibly eclectic out here, and I think we definitely are like punching above our weight in terms of just the sheer volume of interesting music coming out around here. This is, you know, a side of the province that has like the, you know, the theater program, the visual arts program. We don't have the music program, but there's a ton of musicians out here. There's a ton of artists out here. We have great, great things happening with our own festivals every year, and we have our own visual arts festivals and things. So there's a great artistic community out here that is full of bands that I would describe as white hot and excited, including White Rhino. But it really is exciting, and I think anytime people, you know, come to the West Coast, one thing they should definitely do is check to see what live bands are playing, because there's always bands playing pretty much every weekend here, and you're gonna love it. Come check it out.
Anything to add to that, Aaron?
Pretty much, yeah, I would agree with everything Joe said. I know growing up, like, there was always different groups and stuff that have continued on. Like, even growing up, there was this band, like, Kuroda, if any listeners out there remember them. They were, like, this three-piece instrumental, super cool music. I won't go into detail. I don't even know if you can find the music anywhere, but... even now, like, there's always different acts going on, and even now lately, there's a lot of metal going on again.
Yeah, we have great bands. You should check out Paranoia.
Yeah.
I highly recommend them. They're absolutely incredible musicians, and just very exciting group of young guys out here that are really making some of the best music on the island.
Oh, for sure. I featured him on Newfound Releases on my podcast about a couple of months ago, I believe that was. I also mentioned The Proper Things as well. Jason Benoit is also another artist that I forgot to mention. And here come the acts spewing right out of my mouth right now. But like, when you're doing 125 episodes of these, it's hard to keep track of them all.
Totally. Yeah. No. Well, I'm glad you're doing it. So it's nice. It's nice because, yeah, there's so much great music out on this side of the island.
Oh, for sure. Now, do you have any plans to come here to St. John's, per se, and possibly do a show here?
Yeah, we're supposed to do a show. I can't really give any details on it yet because I haven't confirmed everything up, but I would say look out for us in St. John's sometime in July or August, which is so vague, but we will be there this summer, and we will be playing a show, and we will be selling our merch and doing our things and having a big fun party.
That's wonderful. Now, any other future plans in store, say for the next, like, say into June and July and August, any more plans for touring, plan on making new music again, even though we just released an album a couple of weeks ago? What are your future plans?
Writing music. Like, even since we've finished this album, like, me and Joe have already gotten together a few times for jams and stuff and just worked on new music because that's, I don't know, what I like doing in my spare time, you know? Like, it'll always be writing music. Now, what kind of music that is, see what happens, you know, but yeah, that's just always trying to work on some type of music and develop the skills further, you know.
Yeah, we're also like always working on our musicianship, which probably is really boring to a lot of your listeners, but like I just like came in today and on Aaron's computer was like a bunch of like just like you know, exercises for like guitar players and stuff. And I know it's like, again, very dry, boring stuff, but there's always, that's exciting. I like that kind of thing. I love just like getting better at my instrument and just like learning new songs. And it's a great, you know, you never stop learning. You never rest on your laurels as a musician.
No, absolutely not. And it's like those small things that can really help you become a better musician in the long run, even though you've been at this for about 10 years, you're always learning every single day. And never settle for less, really.
Yeah, now I can say too, though, I think there may be a Halloween release of various artists and things, which I will be a part of, but
Ooh, that's a good teaser.
Yeah.
We'll just say, look out for Halloween-themed music on the west coast of the island.
Yeah. Should be fun.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to that when it does come out. Now we're going to get to... Now, Nigel, you'll probably kill me right now. or these guys. Now, we're going to get to one of those songs from Dream Tower shortly. Now, for those who want to find out more about White Rhino and what you guys are going to be doing next when it comes to music and tour dates and stuff, where can they find you when it comes to, say, a website and socials?
I think Instagram is what we use the most. We do have a Facebook. We have an email address.
Who uses emails?
I know, right? I know. Zach, we barely answered your emails, so you probably know that better than anybody. But we managed to get this scheduled and worked out, so we appreciate your patience with our bad email usage.
Likewise.
But I would say, hit us up on Instagram. If you want to buy a vinyl or anything or a t-shirt or check it out, we've got these pressed on vinyl. They sound great. They're totally professionally mixed and mastered. And I would highly recommend the vinyl listen, and I'm not just being a snob. I genuinely believe our vinyl sounds like the best way you would want to listen to this album. So shoot us a message and we can send you one in the mail, or we can, just chat or just tell us if you liked it or hated it. That's kind of fun too.
And what's the handle for White Rhino? So it'll just be WITERINO?
That's right, yep. WITERINO.
All righty. Well, and for the record, you are not a snob when it comes to seeing like vinyl records. I've been talking with people in the industry for about 100 plus episodes of this. And one of the best things I can say about vinyl records, that Fred's, most of their sales are vinyl records. I can confirm this with Con O'Brien, the Irish Descendants, who I've had on three times. I think four times, actually, maybe. But I'm not sure. But vinyl is coming back in a big way, and it outsold CDs for the first time in like 35 years. So it's great to see you guys doing vinyl. It's great to see the entire island really going towards the vinyl route. And it's great to finally have you guys on the podcast after so long. So Joe Fowler and Aaron Rex of White Rhino, thanks so much for doing this.
Hey, thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
And that was Joe Fowler and Aaron Rex of the group White Rhino. You can head on over to milltownrex.com and you can click on the tab White Rhino to find out everything you need to know about the group, which also includes the links to their Bandcamp, Facebook, and Instagram. And right now from their album Dream Tower, here are White Rhino with Bottom Floor on the Musical Connections podcast. This is episode 125 of the Musical Connections podcast, and each week they get better and better. I just want to say a big thank you to Joe Fowler and Aaron Rex of White Rhino for joining me as my guest. To all the musicians who contributed their songs for Newfound Releases, thank you so much for trusting me to play your tunes and helping you connect your music with the rest of the world. Now, for anyone out there that is listening to this for the first time or has been returning to the show, here are some ways you can help spread the word about this podcast and help grow our sector one song at a time. Make sure to like, follow, and share this podcast with your friends. Make sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast on RSS or Apple Music podcast links. And once you're there and you're done listening to an episode, make sure to leave a review and a rating as well. Try and get as much of those as I can, because it's a great way to support independent media, and it's also a great way to support the music industry here in Newfoundland and Labrador. You can also subscribe to the Musical Connections NL YouTube channel, trying to hit 1,000 subscribers for that, and it'll really mean the world to me if we can get to 1,000. Another great way to support the show. And if you want to keep up to date with Musical Connections news, you can follow me on social media by going to Zach Snow on Facebook or Zach Snow NL on Instagram. And of course, we'll have more interviews over the course of the next couple of weeks. I'll be hearing some of those from the East Coast Music Awards that I recorded. Plus, we'll have some more interviews with some people that dropped albums. Gonna do my best to get Nick Girl, get Ruben Raitt, get Mackenzie Critch, and geez, there's so much to talk to. There's so little time. But rest assured, this show will be your premier spot of discovering more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. And that wraps up episode 125 of the Musical Connections podcast. Thank you so much for connecting with me once again this week. And I've been your host, Zach Snow. Join me next week, where once more we will highlight the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Stay safe, be kind to one another, and most importantly, stay connected. Until next time, bye for now.